Show, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, Friday morning, 9:05. Beautiful Friday morning. It's starting to really get sunny out there. It's kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say foggy or anything like that, but just kind of overcast.
Filtered sun.
Yes, there you go. There's a perfect way to say it.
That's I'm a wordsmith, what can I tell you? Plus, I'm a weather geek.
Well, that we all know, don't worry.
Yes.
Mostly sunny today, high near 84. Now, if you're heading out for high school football tonight, cloudy, slight chance of showers. Low near 53, and then tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds. Could see a little rain. It's a great Friday for a number of reasons, one of which is we're giving away a four-pack of tickets to the Backwoods Fest. It's going to be down in Thornville September 19th through the 21st. Arts, crafts, food, over 300 vendors, and a lot of bluegrass music. Plus, I hear the bean soup is outstanding.
The bean soup is definitely a must hit.
Yeah, I mean, you could just bring that to me, and I'd be happy all day long.
I think they prefer it the other way. You go there.
That's right.
I think that's how it usually works.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do, but we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets.
Yes.
Four-pack of tickets later this morning, probably right before the break. Seventh caller at 522-8395. We'll get those tickets, but we'll tell you when to call and get down. I know I talked to Cheryl, who won on Wednesday, and that woman was so excited. I was like, "Have you been? Oh, it's great, it's great, it's great." I mean, she just couldn't wait to get back down
there. If you've been there, you know. If you haven't, you don't. But everybody always has a good time.
That's what it sounds like. So Thornville is the place to be coming up rather quickly, September 19th through the 20th. We'll give those away. Now, of course, today is Friday. High school football. The game tonight is going to be Licking Valley, Bishop Reedy. I've been putting all my notes and stuff together. They won last year, Valley did, over Bishop Reedy. You think it's going to happen again this year, but yeah, you never know. But should be a good time out in Hanover.
Well, see, I would think as a guy who's a student of the game and who does a lot of prep, you could probably lay off the prep a little bit and just let the crowd noise rule at Valley. Because it's always loud at Valley. People bring it, noisemakers cheering and all that stuff. Sometimes you just like let a play happen and just let the crowd noise wash over you, Dave.
And just don't even mess with it.
Right.
Here's the problem, though. The crowd noise out there is usually big loud horns where you can't hear anything anyway. And y'all know who I'm talking about. They've made a little business out of this out there with these horns that they hook up to drill batteries, and they just fire them away. So, again, first game that we've been at Valley, we had them in week one against Sheridan down in Sheridan where they won. They won last week against Amanda Clear Creek. Now, Bishop Reedy, I mean, that's everybody knows about Reedy. This is a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
They're 1-1 coming in, and I'm sure they would love nothing more to avenge last year's loss, but this should be a good night. And there's, high school football, you know, all over Central Ohio, but always love it when we can get out to Hanover.
So is it shorts and sweatshirt weather yet? Because it's been coolish. And there's a little cold front kind of coming through that might kick off some showers late after the game. So I'm just curious.
I'm a big dude. And when I get into these games, I start to sweat. So I try to always wear the usual station polo and a pair of cargo shorts.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
Nice.
And I will wear those until
snow flies.
Yeah, but pretty much.
Because,
I mean, let's be honest. You get into some of these press boxes, it's get to know your neighbor. And you're real close to people. And you want to try to just stay
as cool. I went through
cool.
a five-day deodorant pad in 3 hours.
Geez. And, you know, the Licking Valley press box is nice. It's got enough room. I usually have Rick Houston, Houston Plumbing and Heating. He's right to my right. He does the PA announcing, so it's always good to have him next. But even he knows it can get a little chummy in there.
Yes.
So you try to do your best to kind of keep it cool, shall we say.
Gotcha.
And you got to leave the windows open. And then you get the horns, then you get the screaming, and then you get maybe a parent or two who may be a little upset with a call of an official, and they're going to let everybody in Central Ohio know about
it.
So it gets a little loud over
it's,
there.
It
and that's at all stadiums.
It sounds like a perfect Friday night.
You can't beat it. I mean, if you've been over there for a football game, it's just so much fun. And, you know, I'm sure Bishop Reedy will travel. They'll have their fans there, but whew. I'm sure Valley is going to be rocking.
Turning out.
Yeah, no doubt about
undefeated.
It. Yeah, I mean, again, this is a team that got all the way to the regional finals last year until they lost to Bishop Watterson, the eventual state champions. So we shall see how that goes. But there's plenty of other games going on. Check out the schedule, see where you need to be. But should be a great night for it. Again, slight chance of rain this evening if you go to a game. Now, let me just say this, too, on behalf of Newark Kiwanis. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all those folks who came out to the fish fry last night at Camp O'Bannon. And you called it because, you know, I was nervous earlier in the week. I saw the weather was not looking the best. And you kept saying, looks like it's going to clear out in time for you guys and it should be nice. absolutely gorgeous mm-hmm. night. Beautiful night.
You got to learn to trust me on the weather, Dave.
I think I might start doing that because you are, as you said, the weather geek. But my gosh, were we busy last night. Never seen it. I've seen it busier with people eating food. But y'all was thirsty last night. Okay? For those who showed up, y'all were thirsty last night at the fish fry because
Thirsty Thursday.
We ended up, I've never had to say this before. I'm like, hey, do I need to go get more beer? I mean, people were drinking and they were having a good old time.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. Now, hopefully everybody did responsibly and had, you know, somebody else drive. But you can always tell how busy it's going to be because I usually work the parking lot, help people get parked. So if you know Camp O'Bannon over there on Butler Road, right across the street is a farm. And unbeknownst to me, the gentleman who owns the property said, yeah, you guys can park over there. Mm. So when I started to see people parking in that, I about had a heart attack. I called Ted Cobb, who's the former director at Camp O'Bannon, Jess Mitchell now runs it. And I said, Ted, did we get permission to park it? Because I thought, what are we going to do? There was like 40 cars in this guy's yard. And he's like, yeah, I talked to him earlier. I'm like, okay, thank God, because I was having a meltdown. I'm like, how am I going to get all these people out of this park, this guy's yard? But they were able to do it. And then people just flowed in down to the baseball, softball fields. And it just ended up being a great night.
Sounds perfect.
Great night. And again, the fish is so good. I don't know what those guys battered in. I stay out of that. I do the easy jobs. Matter of fact, Dave Bibler with Lincoln County Government, he saw me, goes, well, they give you the easy job. I said, all I got to do, Dave, is point. That's it. Keep me away from the money.
I don't know
and the food.
If that is a ringing endorsement for the fish, though. I don't know what they batter that with. But
it's delicious.
Oh my golly!
I went down there and they've got big old fryers and they're doing them down there. And some of those guys have been doing that for years.
Yeah.
It's a science to them.
Oh yeah.
And you know, if you make it to the fish crew, you have got to have done something to impress them guys. They just don't let any old schmuck down there making that fish.
Which is why you're out parking cars.
Exactly right. Like I told
you've been giving people the finger your whole life. You're good at it.
I did not give the finger. But I did tell
the
Dave
first
Fiddler,
finger. That's your pointing finger.
You're going right down
right,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I had that down to a
cycle. Of course you do.
I kind of look like Vanna White a little bit as
no,
I was
you don't
touching
look
the
nothing
lights.
Like no Vanna White.
But I was just pointing cars
no.
down there.
Nope.
And it was such a good time. Trisha Hufford, who we've had in here from New Beginnings, made a plate of cookies. She came out. She goes, hey, did they eat those cookies? I'm like, I didn't see you bring any in. She goes, yeah, I brought a plate of about 30 of them in. So then I went inside and I said, anybody seen those cookies? And she said, oh, those were gone in minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, but we had all the fixings, you know, all the fish and all the side dishes and that. And just a great time. All the money goes to Camp O'Bannon, helping kids in the community who don't get a chance to go to camp. I don't think you've been out. Have you ever been out there?
I have not been to Camp O'Bannon.
Yeah.
No.
It's next time when we have our summer meeting, we go out there once a year, Kiwanis. You need to come out there and just see those kids. Again, for a lot of folks who, you know, can't afford to send their kids to camp, I was one of those back in the Akron area. Somebody paid so I could go to Camp Christopher. There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing better to see them kids. Now, some kids, it's not for them.
Mm-hmm.
They get a little scared, mm-hmm. a little nervous, mm-hmm. but after a few days, they kind of settle in. But for some of us wild childs, it's a blast out there. And you know what I'm talking about.
I do, because, I mean, my son went through scouting, so we did all kinds of summer camps with them. And when I was a kid, I went to summer camp, so I know the joys of camping.
Yep, it was so much fun. It was fun. And even a little touching last night, a lady, I'll guess her age. She had to be in her mid to late 60s. She come up. She goes, I went to camp here.
Hmm.
I said, oh, really? So we started to talk. And she goes, boy, it's just what I remember. And I was watching her and her friends. They were walking around the whole campsite. And you could see her pointing, going, mm-hmm. hey, here's what we did. I don't want to know what she said they did over there. But she, hey, that's what we did. So then she came back up. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I got a question. I said, okay, what is it? She goes, do they still ring the bell when the food is ready? I said, you'll find out in about 10 minutes. So about 10, 15 minutes later, I'm down checking the guys at the fish to see if they had it, needed everything. And they just said, get the hell out. And so I'm walking up the hill behind the camp building and I heard the bell ring.
Mm-hmm.
So I found the lady in line and I said, well, she goes, I can't believe they still ring that bell.
Yeah,
I said,
awesome.
That's what they do. Anytime food is served out there, and I mean, it's a loud bell. You can hear that thing from everywhere. But I just thought it was kind of cool to see somebody who's, you know, in her late 60s came back and was having, and you, I'm telling you, Joel, you could see it in her eyes. She was having fun.
Oh, sure.
Taking her friends around.
Heck yeah, that's some of the best times of your life.
I can't imagine what kind of story she was telling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
you should have done a little eavesdropping.
But I was busy pointing cars. I was busy pointing cars to the right place to park, but
yes,
we had so much fun. And again, thank you to everybody who came out and supported it. A gentleman who won the 50-50, and I've never seen this before. He was the first person we sold a ticket to.
Oh.
For 50-50.
Wow.
And he won. Gave us $100 back.
That's
so
cool.
But I mean, he hung around all day. He was in complete shock. It's so funny when you call somebody, and I don't care if you're winning $5 or $500. Mm-hmm. You hear your name get blared out over a PA system, like, what did I do?
And he says, Donnie's pointing at me. What's up?
Well, his wife said, it's you, it's you. And he's like, no. And she finally grabbed the ticket and she goes, it's you. He went up and he got his money, but he was so excited. And again, makes a $100 donation back to Camp O'Bannon. He's like, hey, do what you want. I said, it all goes to Camp O'Bannon. So, and he was just so grateful. But seeing his face, and I knew exactly who it was because I remember him being there. And then the wife, you know, I thought, well, there it is. The poor guy just won money and he's getting yelled at still. You can't. What's this guy
going to
do?
You're not getting the money quick enough. Go, go, go.
Go get it before they change their minds. All right, it's time to give away some tickets to the Backwoods Fest. Again, it's Thornville, September 19th through the 21st. You know all about it. Arts, crafts, food, all that good stuff. Over 300 vendors. Now, that's the other thing, too. From what I'm told,
yep.
You find dang near anything you want down there.
I understand the wrought iron.
Oh, yeah.
Is a hump back to the car. So tread lightly on that. I'm not saying it's not good stuff. It's good. It's all good stuff. But just plan accordingly.
Yeah, that
bring
might
your
be a
big,
little rough.
Burly friend to mule that out if you're in the interest of for wrought iron.
See, I thought that's what you might tell me about the ham and bean soup. Bring your big burly friend to carry as much out as you want. But
and
it's
make sure your friends are with you the next day is all I'm saying.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, well, we know what you're saying there. But just a great few days down in Thornville. And, of course, bluegrass music, 3 days. I guarantee you Angie Evans is eating that up.
Yes.
I mean, she's probably down there eating her ham and bean soup and listening to bluegrass music.
Camped out for all 3 days, I'm sure.
So Backwoods Fest is in Thornville, September 19th through the 21st. We'll take the seventh caller at 740-522-8395. Again, four tickets to the Backwoods Fest, 740-522-8395. Give us a call and we'll get you tickets. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, Friday morning for you. 9:19 as we get ready to get into the weekend. Mostly sunny skies today, high near 84. Cloudy tonight, chance of showers, low near 53. And for Saturday, partly cloudy, chance of rain, high near 70. A lot going on this weekend. You got the Canal Market District tonight. Now, this is the sad thing. I've only been down there one time this year because, you know, I didn't get down enough when I wanted and then football started. But I looked at their list on their Facebook page. Man, they've got some great vendors down there today. I mean, really good vendors.
It's always good. Every time my wife and I or just me have been down there, it's super vibrant. I mean, there's buzz, there's people, there's activity. It's a fun place.
The whole downtown area, Joel. I mean, you know, what they've done over at the arcade. Last night, as a matter of fact, some friends came to the fish fry and they said, you don't mind us leaving early. We're going down to a fashion show at the archive.
Nice.
And they had that down there and I saw people posting pictures. It looked like it was a great time. So, you know, you talk about great things happening in the city of Newark. I was talking last night to Councilman Bill Cost. He says, I can't give you a whole lot of details, but there's some big things coming.
Cool.
So, I mean, more and more folks want to, you know, kind of get to that downtown area, and it has just taken off. I mean, it really is a fun place to go just to walk around, especially on nights like tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can just get a chance to go down there, you got so many different restaurants that you can check out. You can go in the arcade. I've been to the ice cream shop. I took my little brother in there, and he and I just had a ball. I mean, it's just such a cool thing. It looks like your old style ice cream shop. I don't know if you've been down there yet, but it's really a neat thing.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little nooks and crannies that didn't used to be places. But the arcade, I mean, I'm not saying it's the crown jewel of downtown, but it's pretty close.
Yep.
Because, I mean, again, the history of that, you know, my mom and dad talk about that when they were kids, and the fact that it's all rubbed back up and it's near in full capacity, and there's plenty of room and plenty of fun places to pop your head in. You know, some places you want to stay for a while, other places you just pop in, pop back out. It's super fun.
And that's the thing about downtown. I mean, if that's not your, you know, bailiwick, like I said, we got all the different restaurants. You can go check those out. You got the little stores, little places that you can go. You can go over to the Canal Market District and sit there. You have entertainment during the farmer's market. And then the other big thing is, don't forget the Sullivan Building. Now, I think they pushed things back a little bit to open that, but that'll be another part of that downtown area. I mean, we've been in the courthouse and heard the commissioners talking about that. You got the arcade. You've got all the things that are happening down there. I mean, to tell you, if you haven't been to downtown Newark in a while, you're missing. I mean, you really are. Get down there now. The fall is a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people are already talking because Light the Night is this weekend. I know you're going to be heading down there. But there's so much to do. But Light the Night is a good time. And God rest his soul, Jim Matheny, when I first got down here, he's like, you got to come down. You got to come down. Came down, and I was just like, holy cow.
Yeah, there are cars that come to Light the Night that you only see that one time a year.
Yep.
I mean, guys are really, you know, play that close to the vest. Some of them, you know, are out cruising anytime. It's nice. But it's a car show's car show. It really is. I mean, it's big and it's got a lot of room. And the conversations are what get me, because car guys love to talk about their cars and how long they've owned it and how many miles are on it and, you know, whether they've done any mods to it or not and all that stuff. So, you know, it's if you even remotely like big, beautiful and shiny, this is a place to go.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, you got time tomorrow because the Buckeyes don't play until 3:30.
And it's not going to be much of a game anyway, let's be honest.
No, I don't think so.
And if it is, oh, my aching head.
Something has gone wrong. Well, both you and I were looking for a betting line just to see what it is. They won't post anything.
They said they're not going to post anything until like maybe a couple of hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
And the estimates are 61, 64, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they couldn't run it up that much, but will they go that deep? And how many quarterbacks will they play and all that stuff? You know what I mean?
Well, just
I mean,
you.
If the twos and the threes are still scoring, I mean, they're not going to say no.
You can't.
But at some point,
somebody just says, just run the ball. But that's the other thing. Two people say that all the time. You could still run for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're not going to tell those kids who are sitting on the bench, don't go out there and play hard. Because the moment they don't play hard, they just went from the twos to the threes, from the threes to the fours.
Yep.
So they're going to go out there and they're going to play hard. But to get back to Light the Night, now, is there anything particular you're looking at? I mean, is there a car? I mean, I know you like Vets and Mustangs, but I mean, is there something that...
I mean, I'm always intrigued by the old muscle cars. So, you know, anything from that late 60s period, which there'll be a ton of those kind of cars down. And then Mopar cars from that era, the Plymouths and the Dodges. I mean, if there's a Superbird around, it'll be there. If there's old Challengers and Chargers, those cars speak to me. They just do.
Why do I just picture you laying over the hood of one, just kissing it and going,
No. You know, no touchy
yeah,
the car.
Don't do that.
Put your hands behind your back and lean in, but that's as close as I get.
So you got that tomorrow. And then we mentioned the Buckeyes game. If you're down at the Light the Night and you've said, okay, I've seen enough of these, you can go right down to Newark Station. They're going to have the game on.
Mm-hmm.
So folks that want to do that. So again, it's supposed to be very, you know, kind of decent weather, mix of sun and clouds, slight chance of rain, but plenty of time to get out and go have some fun. Well, that'll do it for today's edition of Talk of the Town. Again, be sure to join us tonight as Rennie and I will be out in Hanover as Licking Valley will play host to Bishop Reedy. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:45, kickoff at 7. And then on Monday's Talk of the Town, we've got Licking County Commissioners coming in for their monthly visit to talk about what's going on in Licking County. So that's on Monday's show.